Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if you guys follow a lot of tech news, but every few months they discuss our getting closer to having flying cars. That's not something I'm looking forward to. I'm going to be honest. There's tons of other inventions I'd really like to see. But the reason why flying cars is, I think, such a goal is because of, I think, Back to the Future 2. I love the whole Back to the Future series. One of my favorite series. Okay, that and Die Hard. Favorite series ever, and Ted and Deadpool. But in Back to the Future 2, there were freeways and planes of cars, and they could drive. Oh, also, what was that? Bruce, what was that multi-pass movie with Bruce Willis? Oh my gosh, with why can't I think of it? Oh, Fifth Element. Yeah. So we have that picture in our mind. That they'll look like Corvettes or, I don't know, Chargers or Porsches. You know, Porsche, I think, is still working on their flying car. And you have all these planes and you have all these intersections and, you know, you stay in your lane and then you could drive into your apartment or into your condo and condos will be miles high and, you know, so we think that that's what flying cars are going to be. And that's why it's taken so long with technology. And then we get a story like this one here coming out of South Korea where they're working with Hyundai and they're going to put up 1.7 trillion won or about $1.1 billion, maybe $1.5 billion into self-driving car technology so that they can actually debut it in 2025 and you and I will be able to buy a self-driving car in 2027. Now, I love new cars. I love new car smell. Right? I love having really good cup holders, you know. I think it's really cool that I could, you know, you listen to a song and it tells me who's singing that song. Because I think I could recognize Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, but sometimes I mix the two up. Don't ask. And every time I hear a boy band, I could say Jonas Brothers. So I really like it when my car tells me who's actually singing the song. I think that's really fun. All right. And I think GPS is cool and all that. And I know, you know, we now have electric cars and we have self-driving cars and, you know, people can now have sex in the car when they drive around. But self-driving car technology still hasn't made it. Well, the truth of the matter is we do know how to make a self-driving car. As long as we know how to fly, we know how to make a car that could fly. It's not going to be called a car. But there are ways to make cars airborne. And I think we have the technology already. What we don't have are the logistics. Okay? You know, if you live in an area, like I, you know, grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. Almost everything was one story. You know, Paradise Valley Mall maybe had, I think it was still one story. You know, but it might have had a higher roof. But, you know, you really don't have more than one or two stories in the Southwest. So, where are you parking your car? You know, I mean, are you parking it on rooftops? And then rooftops only provide so much, you know, parking space. And what do you do about birds? And then what do you do about drones? And so you could come up with a car and you could sell it to us. But, you know, what do you have all the, you know, infrastructure in place? And the problem we're going to have is if a company does spend all that money to create a product, they're going to want people to buy the product. Well, if we don't have laws, if we don't have stipulations, and if we don't have, you know, rules and what's the word for it, guidelines on what to do with it, you can't buy it, you know? So then what's the point? Now, it's very interesting. Okay, I love going back into history and seeing how people predict stuff. Remember I told you guys in the year 1900, I think it was Better Homes and Gardens or Ladies Home Journal, I forget which one, had predicted what life would be like in the year 2000. And they predicted all sorts of stuff, like people would be exercising for fun. There would be gymnasiums and schools. You know, we're like, well, yeah, all schools have a gym. But in the 1900s, they didn't. And that's what they predicted. They predicted that people would be in silver sort of trains that go super fast. You know, or they expected these silver metal things to fly. They thought that fruit would get so big that a strawberry would be this big and it could feed the family. And I don't know if you've seen some of the fruit. I mean, fruit is getting bigger. And there were all these different predictions that they had. Well, in the 1940s, they were predicting what the new car would be like the car of the future. And it was interesting. They thought it would have a super sleek look. They thought cars would be molded, plastic, and plywood. So I don't really know where we went with that because we're still into chrome and stuff. But that there would be plastic roofs with Venetian blinds. They thought the cars of the future would do that. So that sun could come in. You could get a tan, but not a sunburn. So I thought that was kind of interesting. You could play around with the blinds. They predicted that there'd be cars with no steering wheels. So there we go. Self-driving cars. Or windshield wipers. This was 1942. They thought that cars would compete with the aviation industry. And they thought that people could build their own cars. So they predicted that cars would be so easy to make that people could just do it themselves and make their own. They did predict lighter engines, new sleeker designs, a lot more cars on the road, and tires that automatically adjust pressure. So, very, very cool. I believe this was, for the Post. This was, written in the Post in 1942. So, you know, in terms of what Hyundai wants to do, and, you know, can they do it? They claim that, yes, they're actually working with NASA on the technology. I don't think I would personally drive one. I don't think I would want to be under one walking the dog. I think things fall from the sky a lot. I'm kind of afraid of that. I'm still not a big fan of airplanes. I fly, but I still don't understand. And I get, my husband's a pilot and he tells me about wind currents and all that. I still don't understand how 300-pound people and 160 of them in a plane don't just fall. I don't get that. I hope they never do. But I just don't trust planes and I don't trust cars. All right. Not for me. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Really quickly, I want to talk about the Google. Well, before I talk about the Pixel 4, I love looking at antiques and, you know, what's out there still and what can you buy, and although there's no way I could have afforded this. But there's a walking stick with a light bulb attached that a Titanic survivor waved in a desperate bid to attract rescuers. And it exists, and it was sold for about $150,000. It was a walking cane with a light bulb attached. I had no idea that that sort of technology existed in 1912. Ella White, held the wooden stick aloft in the clear night sky as she stood on the deck of the Titanic as it was sinking to try and signal any passing ships. But her actions actually blinded crew members while they were trying to load passengers onto the lifeboats. So she was trying to wave her stick so other ships could see. And, bless her heart for doing that. Second Officer Charles Light told her was so annoyed by Miss White and her cane that he ordered it to be confiscated and thrown overboard. Now, the stick is about 35 inches. It was later returned to the first class passenger, and it has been kept by her family for the last 107 years. This blows my mind that something like this, with all that turmoil and chaos, would get back to the family. I mean, I could just see, and, I've watched the Titanic movie, and not that that was the most accurate depiction, but, you have people realizing that it's, and I get, when the first class passengers were getting on the boats, they tried to make it very calm. Like, all right, everybody get on the boat. And they're like, really, you want to be on the boat? Where should I put my things? Just get on the boat, ma'am. Well, I would like a small tea before I get on the boat. Ma'am, get on the boat. So I understand it was probably a lot less hectic. But I'm also envisioning, if she's waving it around, she's like, I'm trying to get help. Just give us the damn stick. They take the stick and they throw it. They get her on the boat, and to go through the effort of getting her back her stick. I don't think they probably threw it over. They probably gave it to somebody, and then somebody's like, here, take it back. I don't know. But it just blows my mind that during all the chaos that happened, when she got it back. So it's being sold by a British auction house, and they've given it a pre-sale estimate of about $150,000. And, Charles Lightoller had an autobiography, I guess, and there was a U.S. inquiry into the disaster. And they said the story of the stick and its owner were retold in the official inquiry. Whether this cane saved the day, as she believed, or did it cause confusion, as Lightoller wrote in his book, we are unaware of any other passenger artifact that directly played a role in the events of that night. They say it's a fabulous and unparalleled artifact that comes with exceptional provenance, worthy of a fine museum collection, historical significance, etc., and it's still in beautiful condition. But it was a battery-illuminated, it no longer works, but they did have batteries, and it was battery-illuminated, so they did have that kind of stuff in 1912. So Miss White had boarded the Titanic in Cherbourg, France, during a vacation in Europe. She had injured her ankle, which is why she needed the cane. She had traveled with her maid and her manservant, and was traveling home to New York. Yes, they had manservants. That would make sense. I'm not sure why they called them manservants. I hate that term, but, back then they, used terms that are not very politically correct. But, a lot of times you need men to lift things and, to kill spiders and, and who knows what else they used men for. But, so sometimes a maid or chambermaid or whatever couldn't do it all. So they need a man. And she was 55 years old, and she remained in her cabin for most of the voyage, but left when the iceberg hit April 14, 1912. So she used the light-up stick to help guide her towards the lifeboat number 8 in the darkness. Her lifeboat was one of the first to be lowered into the Atlantic Ocean. She was seen by several people to wave her cane in the air, both on the ship and in the lifeboat, when she became a self-appointed signal woman. She later said, we turned and went back and lingered around for a long time, tried to locate the other books, but we could not locate them except by hearing them. The only way they could locate us was by my electric lamp. The lamp on the boat was absolutely worth nothing. They tinkered with it all along, but they couldn't get it in shape. I had an electric cane, a cane with an electric light in it, and that was the only light we had. This is the first time I've ever heard of this. This blows my mind. We sat there for a long time, and we saw the ship go down. Mr. Lightoller, who was the most senior Titanic crew member to survive, said her efforts were not appreciated. He said one very old lady, and get this, she was 55. So you were considered very old at age 55. He said one very good lady who achieved fame by waving an electric light and successfully blinding us as we worked on the boats. It puzzled me until I found she had it installed in the head of her walking stick. I am afraid she was rather disappointed on finding out that her precious light was not a bit appreciated. Yeah, so they probably were like, okay, get this the hell out of our face. Well, anyway, they arrived on the Carpathia. She tried to make out that someone had stolen a red stick, but it was taken from her. And she said, he said, in response to my request, that someone would throw the damn thing overboard. The black enamel walking stick has a rubber base on one end and an amber-colored bake-like crown containing a clear bulb at the other. I'm really shocked that a clear bulb, that's got to be a, I'm sure that bulb broke over the last 100-some years. Stick is being sold on Saturday. That's interesting. They say binoculars could have saved the Titanic. They say during the official U.S. inquiry into the sinking, lookout Fred Fleet said he had previously used binoculars, you know, iceberg right ahead, on the RMS Oceanic, another transatlantic liner. Senator Smith, chair of the inquiry, said, suppose you had these glasses, could you have seen this black object, the iceberg, at a greater distance? Fleet replied, we could have seen it a bit sooner. How much sooner? Well enough to get out of the way. So, looks like they didn't have binoculars. And I don't think in the movie they have binoculars. I think one guy just said, oh, iceberg right ahead. And I guess there was a pair of binoculars on the bridge. But they didn't, I guess they weren't on the lookouts. That's a problem. When you go back and you look at one of the worst, you know, maritime disasters in history that killed so many, you look back and you go, oh, all of this could have been done differently. Yeah, they are rebuilding a Titanic. They are rebuilding a version of it so people can take it and, you know, feel like they, you know, are on the Titanic without it sinking, I guess. I would do that because I really like to, you know, pretend I'm in the 1912s or 20s or 50s. I kind of like, you know, being able to think that I'm back in that era. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. However, I wouldn't miss my smartphone. And I love my smartphone. Now, I have an iPhone. But, you know, Google Pixel 4, who knew there was a Pixel 3? I didn't, because all I know is Samsung and iPhone. But apparently, Google is, you know, kind of coming in from behind and may actually take the market. This Pixel 4 appears to be cheaper than the others and seems to be snazzier. It has a dual-lens main camera, a front-facing camera capable of facial unlocking, but also air gestures. So you could wave your hand and make something happen on the screen. Google Pixel 3, not really much different, but now very, very cheaper. It uses an Android 10 operating system, uses Google Pay to pay for services, but rather than the dual camera, it only has a single. Their video has a little bit less spunk. But they do have fingerprint sensors, except on the back, as opposed to the new one on front. And they have some fancier-looking colors. So the Pixel X is at $799. Now you can get a Pixel 3 at $499. But the processors have four. The new one, or the old one, has 4 gigabytes of RAM. The new one has 6 gigabytes, 20% bump in graphics, 30% more in raw processing. But they also have these earbuds, and I guess they call it, like a computer, you know, in your ears. And I guess, you know, people really think this is kind of the grooviest thing out there. I think we have an overdependence on our smartphone. You know, if you lose your phone, I don't even have family members' numbers. I haven't even memorized family. I know my mom's number, and that's about it. I don't know anybody else's number. So in case of an emergency, there's no way I could call anybody, but then again, it doesn't matter because their phones probably wouldn't work either if we had some big global, you know, San Andreas fault emergency. But, you know, when you look at these things, they're just getting fancier and fancier that I'm not sure how much more they could do with the exception of flying. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reaction continuing to come in after an interview Hunter Biden gave to ABC News discussing his international business dealings. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio reflects on that interview and Hunter Biden's work with foreign companies.
The $1 billion from a subsidiary bank of the Bank of China, this company in the Ukraine, where Hunter Biden had no experience, didn't know the language, no experience in the energy sector, and not an expert on Ukraine, gets this position. I think the American people, again, they saw this for what it is. They know it smells. They know it's wrong. And that's the fact.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Fort Worth Police Chief Ed Krause is apologizing to the community following the death of a woman who was killed inside her own home by a now former Fort Worth police officer. Krause says he wants the residents of his city to know he understands their frustration over the death. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, we're talking about flying cars and we're talking about fancy phones and, you know, how things are, you know, kind of progressing. I mean, some people call it progress. I kind of call it, you know, well, busying yourself with fantasy type stuff when we really need to progress on the cure for cancer and all sorts of other stuff. And I know that's not a very popular, you know, position. I think a lot of people would rather talk about flying cars, but I think we got bigger fish to fry. That's just me. Well, here's another thing that I guess scientists are working on. They are trying to come up with a way to give birth in outer space. And they say the first baby could be born in space within the next 12 years. I can't really see myself wanting to give birth in outer space unless the reason why they're doing this is if Obamacare is still the law of the land and hospitals, not all hospitals take our insurance, I guess maybe we have to start finding, you know, other places to give birth, which my guess would be outer space. And since there's no jurisdiction outer space, then they can't really say, oh, I'm sorry, you're on network. They're going to have to deliver my baby. And how are they going to charge me? How are contracts going to be valid? So maybe, you know, this is the one way to deal with our healthcare crisis, having people get their healthcare not only out of the country, but out of the world. Dr. Egbert Edelbrock, founder and chief executive of Spaceborne United, said the company is designing missions where pregnant women can give birth in orbit. The aim is not currently for the whole pregnancy to take place in space or the conception, but instead, although that's going to be next, to be able to conceive in outer space, but instead a 24 to 36 hour mission for the labor. Speaking at the first Space and Science Congress of Asgardia, the space nation in Darmstadt, Germany, Dr. Edelbrock said he thought this would happen by the year 2031. So Spaceborne United is a startup that researches conditions for human reproduction in space and is focused on assisted reproductive technology. They say this is possible for now in lower Earth orbit, and it is only possible thanks to a very thorough selection procedure. So I guess lower Earth orbit, according to Daily Mail, is an Earth-centered orbit with an altitude of 2,000 kilometers or less. They say the Congress heard some of the requirements for participant expectant mothers and medical staff. So these would include having experience in two flawless previous deliveries, only two, and a high natural radiation resistance. You see, why would you want to put your baby through such radiation? You know, I mean, airline pilots have issues, you know, with skin cancer and the radiation exposure. And that's within our Earth's atmosphere. Imagine outer, you know. Dr. Edelbrock said you can induce the labor process like they do in IVF clinics on a daily basis. Planning is, of course, an issue. It's hard to plan a natural process like this if there is something wrong with the weather or a delay with the launch. We could never work with just one pregnant woman. We would have maybe 30 participants, and they could step out at any moment. Not step out of the orbiting ship, just step out of the, you know, commitment to give birth in outer space. But the experts that we work with, they believe, and I believe, that this is possible at a lower risk level than an average Western-style delivery on Earth. That would be the only way to make this possible. Now, how in high, I don't know, heaven, is a birth in outer space going to be safer and more natural than on land? I don't think any human is given birth in outer space. I mean, I'm sure there are other galaxies and people in the, within those galaxies and Martians and things like that. But, that, you know, acting like this is going to be a very natural process, no, it's not. He added that while he thought it was possible, he was not planning for it, with the company's work focusing on embryo development and conception in space. See, that's what I told you. Yeah, they're going to want to allow people to have sex in space and make babies. Now, that you could already, I think, start doing. I think you could already start taking people out in space, letting them have sex, and then letting them come back down into Earth. So I think that would be easier than the giving birth. I mean, if you really want to sell something. He said, it's about a 12-year estimate. He said it would depend on funding and developments in the space tourism sector. If that sector is going to accelerate in the way it's doing right now, there will be markets for very wealthy people who aren't prepared to do 3 months military training, happy to go as they are. Yeah, don't you have to do certain training? And there will be spacecraft that are very comfortable for those people. It depends on the risk you are willing to take. Dr. Edelbrock was formerly part of another company called Space Life Origin. They also hope to launch a pregnant woman into space to give birth. Launching a pregnant woman into space to give birth, I just couldn't imagine. And being that woman, wee! But according to a message on its website, the operational activities of the company have been suspended as CEO and founder Keith Mulder said he had ended the relationship with Dr. Edelbrock due to a serious and irreparable breach of trust. Now, that doesn't sound good. So during a study conducted by NASA in 1997, pregnant rats were observed during readaptation to 1G force in labor delivering space. The rats did give birth successfully. Analysis of the rats' labor found that they experienced around twice the number of labor contractions as controls on Earth. So you're telling a woman that she could give birth in space, but have to go through twice the pain. And mind you, labor is already unbearable. And for that to go longer. So in June, Dr. Irina Ogneva, lab head of cell biophysics at the Institute of Medical and Biological Problems of Russia Academy of Sciences, I don't see how her business card can hold all that, revealed that the ambition for the first baby born in space was Russian. Okay, so now we're going to kind of have this whole Sputnik thing where everybody's trying to, you know, get to the moon first, you know, get these pregnant women and their uteri and vaginas into outer space, deliver that baby, let's do it. She said, we have always been first in space. I would want the first human to be born in space to be a citizen of Russia. She admitted that so far Russian cosmonauts have refused to donate sperm obtained in space for scientific study. She did not make clear whether she expects the first space baby to be conceived as well as born in orbit. Yeah, so you would have to go up there and conceive, come back, and then 9 months later go and give birth. And do people watch? Not my cup of tea. On a baby born in orbit, she said, we would take care about the person and not patriotic populism as the cornerstone. Most important is not the fact for the baby to be born, but for the child to be born healthy. And in a sense, we are beyond any doubt competitive because we hold the leadership in many studies. Yeah, see, Russia doesn't want anybody raining on their parade or stealing their thunder. Right? If they're the ones that made borscht, right? If they're the ones that made, you know, I don't know, those dolls, you know, those little dolls that are into, you know, you open up one doll and there's another doll with another doll inside. I think Russians came up with that. I have a lot of Russian in the family, too. All right? They're going to give birth in space first. She said the birth of any mammal in space is an aim that can be achieved. Again, here's my problem, people. Why? Okay, I mean, don't we have bigger fish to fry? Aren't there other, like, you know, things we should be spending money on and studying? I mean, we have babies still dying in childbirth, okay? We have painful birth. I would like to see that studied. Come up with a way where childbirth isn't that, you know, nobody's studying ways to make childbirth less painful. Well, yeah, you know, you have epidurals and all that, but a lot of people, there, you know, if there's no time for an epidural, what can we do? Well, you know, we give, you know, Demerol or Dilaudid or Stadol or, you know, other things to kind of help, but, you know, it lowers the baby's heart rate. If you're going to spend all this time and money having somebody give birth in space, can you first figure out how to make labor painless? And how to, you know, make your hips less wide, okay, and your boobs as tender and broken out and constipation. Figure out how to block the progesterone from making us constipated. Those are the things that I would like to see us spend money first. But being able to give birth to a baby, that's just all, it's all frills. You know, Guinness Book of World Records type stuff, that doesn't help us. Put the money, put the time, put the research into something that we can really help or use. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Desperate Housewives Felicity Huffman has, I guess, turned herself in to begin her 14-day jail sentence over the college admission scandal. See, I never saw Desperate Housewives. I never did. I mean, I knew it existed. I just never had time, you know, because I was always so busy. And I know there's tons of shows. I mean, if it is worth seeing, tell me, you know, because I only know about these people because of this whole college scandal issue. But I mean, was it like a reality TV? Was Desperate Housewives supposed to be reality TV of these housewives of rich people? And, or was it like a TV show that had a plot and it was like a written, scripted TV show? Yeah, because again, I mean, if it was reality TV, that's kind of condescending and insulting to have a bunch of, you know, wives, like, you know, like housewives of, I don't know. I just can't keep up with all the shows these days. I am watching Peaky Blinders. I do like Peaky Blinders. That's good, too. But anyway, the 56-year-old had been sentenced after pleading guilty to paying $15,000 to doctor her daughter Sophia's university entrance exams. And it was without the youngster's knowledge. And you know what? Whether that's true or not, whether Sophia knows about it or not, give it to her. You know? Because when you're a kid and you have a parent that will go through all that, even if you said, no, mom, don't, and mom did, there's no way for this child to say, you know, it would force the child to have to, you know, go against her mom and dad saying, I told my parents they were crazy. I told them not to do it. I begged them not to. You know, I mean, you know, kids, I had the type of parents that were very overbearing and strict. And so if I didn't want them to do something, it didn't matter. I had no vote. Never did I have a vote. So I don't criticize Sophia or implicate her in this because, you know, I know how parents can be. So according to TMZ, Felicity arrived at the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin, California, near San Francisco, to begin her two-week sentence. The judge handed Felicity 14 days in jail, a $30,000 fine, 1 year of supervised release, and 250 hours of community service. Some people think she got off easy. Some people thought this was way too much. They say Judge Indira Talwani told Felicity at the sentencing, I don't think anyone wants to be going to prison. I do think this is the right sentence here. You move forward and you can rebuild your life after this. You pay your dues. Felicity spoke at a hearing and said, I'm deeply sorry to the students, parents, colleges, universities who have been impacted by my actions. I am sorry to my daughter Sophia, my daughter Georgia, and my husband Bill. I have betrayed them all. Her actor husband, William Macy, wrote a letter that was read out in court to explain how their family dynamic has changed. I guess, you know, some people really, really feel bad for her. I don't really know what my opinion is because, again, I don't really know much about her. But I do think there was a little rich, white woman who's been in a bubble lynching. I do believe there was a little bit of lynching in this because, you know, we have for years and decades and centuries seen rich people take advantage. And there's been rich people that have done worse than what she did. But she got caught. And I think it's very hard to catch somebody, right? And you know, in the act, this gross, you know, and even though it wasn't an easy investigation from what I understand, that the judicial system could make an example and say, look, just because you're rich doesn't mean you get to buy your kid into college and give them, you know, put them ahead of hardworking individuals that deserve to be there. And so some people found this as poetic justice for a lot of the harms that, you know, they believe have happened to them because they were middle income or lower income, et cetera. You know, and we see this all the time. There is that disparity. Now, remember, we're not a communistic world. So I'm not expecting different. You know, if somebody is born to the Clintons or born to Trump family, they're going to probably go to one of the finest colleges in the country because they have the money to do so. If you don't have the money to go to Harvard or Wharton School of Business or Yale or Princeton or whatever, you'll go to a state school. Personally, to me, state schools, I got a fantastic education. I loved the people I was around, met my husband there. I'm state school all the way. I mean, in fact, it's at the point now where if my kid had a chance to go to Harvard or state school, I would almost want state school. And even though Harvard is fantastic and, you know, yes, if he has an opportunity to go, but to spend that kind of money, You know, and it when you could still get a fantastic education in state-run schools, I don't know. But the problem I have with, you know, the trolling that's happened with Felicity Huffman and everything that's going on is, you know, there's a very, very kind of far-left wing that wants to see, you know, kind of people like her vilified, the rich vilified, where just because you're rich doesn't mean that your kid gets to go to, you know, a state school. And, you know, you have the money, so the kid obviously doesn't have to pay for it and take loans. But it's also the same faction that wants illegal immigrants to be able to scholarship free go to the same school. And so, you know, a concern I have in terms of the consistency of the message and, you know, being able to convince others of your message is if you're saying that it's not fair for somebody who fits a certain demographic, you know, to be able to, you know, have it so easy, then you have to be very consistent with that message. Now, the argument is, well, illegal immigrants don't have it easy. They had to come here illegally, which was hard. I get that. But you're doing the same thing. You're giving an illegal immigrant free college when lower-income Americans and middle-income Americans can't get free USC. So, you know, there's got to be that consistent message, you know, and America first, you know, when you go after these, you know, rich people who, you know, bribed their kids into a fancy college saying, well, that, you know, hurt us, you know, lower income Americans and middle income Americans, then that means you are America first. And you are, you know, let's, you know, America is the majority of us and, you know, this is who we are and, you know, we all need a chance. Well, that's still kind of more of a right-leaning philosophy. So I always have to kind of call out when I see that inconsistent message. Now, should she have gone to jail for this? This is where this starts getting tricky. All right? People have cheated. People have bribed. All right? People have bribed and cheated, you know, and not gone to jail, got less sentences. And they've bribed and cheated more. They've cheated systems. People are still cheating systems now. So 14-day sentence. Was that overblown? You know, again, are they just kind of using her as an example? Or is sitting 2 weeks in jail and having to stew and having to, you know, kind of, you know, think about what you did or whatever, be sorry and embarrassed, and, you know, now have that, you know, on your record. You know, is that an appropriate punishment to mess around with entrance exams to sneak your kid in front of other kids? I don't know. You know, a part of me, a very, very small part of me, and please do not make this happen, but a very small part of me wants to know what it's like in jail. You know, I would look at that 2 week if I was her, and I would, you know, look at it as a positive, you know, write a book, get, you know, do some, you know, recon, you know, intelligence, find, you know, get an idea of, you know, what it's like in there, you know, try not to get beat up, of course, but my guess is she's in a pretty high secure prison, but still. All right, 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.